Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早晨好，弟兄姊妹。
We do thank the Lord for this privilege.
非常感谢主给我们这样的权利。
Just wondering how many of us really experienced the presence of the Lord this morning.
我是在想，有多少弟兄姊妹确实感受到神与我们同在。
Not that I always, you know, when we come to worship the Lord,
并不是说我每次都知道。
I wonder how many times we come and we leave, and it was just 2 hours of sitting on a chair.
我是在想，有多少次我们到这来呢？只是在这里坐两个小时而已。
I think all of us have experienced it.
我们很多人也都有这样的经历。
Sometimes we come, sit through a worship service, and we leave, and it's just a blank time.
我们有时候来呢，就是经过了这几个小时的，我们在一起的时间，但是呢，我们脑子里空空的。
I do pray that the Lord will give us the grace to really sense His presence and feel His presence and experience His presence among us this morning.
我所求的就是主呢，能够真实的给我们，让他能够。让我们能够经历它，能够感受到它。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
我们再有一点短的祷告。
Father, we thank you for this privilege and the honor to be with you this morning.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你给我们这样的一个权利和这样的一个尊荣，我们来到你面前。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your faithfulness.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你是何等信实。
You are with us this morning.
你实在是与我们同在。
You are among us.
你实在在我们当中。
Please open the eyes of our hearts.
请把我们的心眼打开。
Open our ears.
请把我们的耳打开。
Awaken our senses.
让我们也能感受到你。
Awaken our spirit.
也使我们的灵能够苏醒。
Help us to know that you are here with us.
让我们能够感受到你的同在。
And we entrust your word into your own hands.
我们把你的自己的话交在你自己的手中。
As you speak to us through your word.
借着你的话向我们说话的时候。
We pray that our hearts would be a fertile soil.
你让我们的心能成为那好土。
That the seed of your word would take root in our hearts.
你的话能成为我们里面的种子，能够进到我们的心里。
That it would grow by your grace.
你可以靠你恩典能够成长。
And that it would bear fruit unto your glory.
能够为着你自己的荣耀结果子。
May your word change us from the inside out.
让你的话能够使我们从里向外能得到改变。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to share from you from Psalm 34.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹分享到诗篇三十四篇。
We will read through the whole psalm, but we will stay on the first eight verses.
我们会把这篇都读下来，但是我们会侧重一到八节。
I'm going to read from Darby translation.
我会读到的是达比弟兄的这样的翻译版。
I like to read the Old Testament in Darby because Darby stays faithful to the translation.
我很喜欢达比弟兄的翻译，因为他在旧约的翻译中呢，非常忠实于原著。
Darby stays, he uses Jehovah instead of the Lord.
达比他用到耶和华，而不只是说一个主而已。
Some of you may know when King James was when the King James translation was made.
你可能知道呢，在这个钦定本的这个翻译的时候。
The ones who was translated, they came upon this word Jehovah in the Old Testament.
那个版本的翻译在讲到耶华这个的翻译的时候。
And they thought it would be best if they translate into a word that people who speak English understand it more.
那时候那个签订本的翻译呢，就是想把这个字呢翻译成大家都可以了解的。
But the personal name that the Lord revealed Himself first to Moses was Jehovah.
但是呢，是在圣经中呢，第一次神向他的仆人摩西所启示的时候呢，是讲到他是耶和华。
Obviously, that's a Hebrew word, Jehovah.
这当然是一个希伯来语的话，叫耶和华。
At least that's how us Americans pronounce it. I don't know how the Jewish people will pronounce it, but
Jehovah 呢，耶和华这个呢，是我们说英文的这样说啊，或许犹太人呢，他的发音会有些不同。
Okay, so let's read Psalm 34.
我们一起读诗篇三十四篇。
I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中。
My soul shall make its boast in Jehovah. The meek shall hear and rejoice.
我的心必因耶和华夸耀，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。
Magnify Jehovah with me, and let us exalt his name together.
你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
I sought Jehovah, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。
They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not confounded.
凡仰望他的必有光荣，他们的脸必不蒙羞。
This afflicted one called, and Jehovah heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles.
我这困苦人呼求耶和华，便垂听，救我脱离一切患难。
The angel of Jehovah encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营搭救他们。
Taste and see that Jehovah is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Okay, actually, we'll just stop here.
我们先停在这里。
The first few verses of the psalm starts with praise and worship.
这篇诗篇呢，开始的几节呢，是讲到用赞美和称颂的话，献给耶和华。
I will praise Jehovah. I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中。
You would think that David just had some wonderful experience.
你或许想到大卫可能或许刚经历非常神非常大的恩典。
How he starts the psalm, you would think that he was just anointed the king.
你可能读到这个时候，你会想到，或许大卫刚被高为以色列的君。
You would think that he received something wonderful from the Lord.
你可能想那时候大卫刚得到神非常大的祝福。
But we know that David wrote this psalm after he experienced he went through a life and death experience.
但是我们知道呢，大卫在写这首诗之前呢，是经历了生死的考验。
Just as a background, I will read some verses and give us a little bit of background to what's going on here.
给大家一点背景呢，我会读一些经文。
Actually, the Psalm, the first verse of Psalm 34, there's a, I don't know if it's in the original translation, but it says, it's a Psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed.
在三十四篇开始的时候呢，有一点小注，我不知道在原文中有没有。他讲到大卫在亚比米勒面前装疯，被他赶出去，就做这事。
I don't think David wrote that, but it is in the Bible.
我想或许不是大卫所写的，但是呢是在圣经中。
I'd like to go back a little bit towards from Saul and come to this point.
我会讲到一直讲到这一点。
We know King Saul was the first king of Israel.
扫罗王呢是第一个以色列的王。
And Saul was tested a couple of times. The Lord tells him to go and fight and destroy.
扫罗王的时候呢，神想让他呢去，并且要击杀那些神的仇敌。
And in First Samuel chapter 13, he was sent to fight.And destroy everything.
他在撒母耳记上十三章的时候呢，扫罗王就被神呼召要击杀神的仇敌，完全击杀掉。
Men, women, children, animals, everything.
要击杀这些男人、女人、孩子以及甚至牲畜。
He was told to destroy utterly everything.
他这个扫罗王就被神呢呼召要击杀到所有的东西。
But the Lord sends Samuel. Samuel.Go to Saul.
那个时候呢，神就让撒母耳去见扫罗王。
He's not obedient to me.
神对撒母耳说呢，扫罗不忠于我。
So when Samuel goes to the camp after the battle,
当这个征战过以后呢，撒母耳就来到这个扫罗王面前。
There's this fat sheep.
那有很肥的这个羊。
And the king of the land talking to Saul.
这个当那个地当地的王呢，就和扫罗呢在对话。
So Samuel says to Saul, "You acted foolishly. You have not kept the command of the Lord your God gave you."
撒母耳就说呢，扫罗王对扫罗王说，你做了很愚蠢的事情，你没有按照神的吩咐做。
And he says to him, "If you had obeyed the command of the Lord would have blessed your kingdom."
你要是真实的来这个遵守神的话呢，神也会祝福你的国。
The Lord is going to take the kingdom away from you and give it to someone who is after the Lord's own heart.
神要把这个你的国呢，要从你手中夺出来，夺去，给赐给你比你更好的。
Then the Lord sends Samuel to Bethlehem.
这主呢就把这个撒母耳就送到这个伯利恒
，to anoint another king.
来高另一个王
to go to house of Jesse to anoint David as the next king.
就来到这个大卫家，耶西的家，来高大卫王。
After that, David enters into Saul's service because Saul is still the king.
那时候呢，扫罗王仍然是做王，所以呢，大卫就在他手下做事。
Even though David was anointed, but he was not established the king yet.
虽然大卫那时候已经受膏，但是呢，他那时候并没有成为以色列的王。
David first enters into service of Saul because the spirit of the Lord had left Saul, and he was being tormented by evil spirits.
大卫之所以那时候在扫罗手下做事，是因为神的灵离开了扫罗王有一些恶的灵呢来缠绕扫罗王。
And somebody told Saul, "Oh, you know, there's this young man, son of Jesse, who plays the harp very well. Perhaps he can play the harp for you, so you can be soothed."
有人就告诉扫罗王呢，这个有耶西的这个一个孩子，这个大卫呢会弹琴，他来的时候呢就会把这些恶魔赶走。
That's how David first enters into service to Saul.
这就是大卫刚当时给扫罗王做当差的原因。
After that, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, David kills Goliath.
以后呢，在撒母耳记上17章呢，就讲到大卫击杀哥利亚的这个巨人。
And after that, in chapter 18, we find David sent out to battles, and he has won success after another.
在十八章呢，就讲到大卫呢征战无不得胜。
One time after a battle, David and his soldiers are coming back.
有一次呢，征战完以后呢，大卫就和军兵呢回来。
Women start to sing in celebration.
有很多的妇女就唱歌跳舞来欢庆。
In the song, they say Saul has slain his thousands.And David, his tens of thousands.
在他们唱的时候，就唱到扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
When Saul hears this, he gets pretty angry.
当扫罗听到的时候，他就非常发怒。
How could they attribute to me thousands, but to David tens of thousands?
他们怎么能够说我只是杀了千千，而把万万归给大卫呢？
Then he starts to think some bad thoughts.
他那时候就有些不好的想法。
You know, if David wanted to take my kingdom, he can probably do it.
他就想到，若是大卫要夺我的国的话，他差不多也能做到。
And the Bible says, and from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David.
在圣经中就讲到，从这日起，扫罗就怒视大卫。
And Saul, we know, tried to kill David a couple of times with a spear.
扫罗呢，有几次就要用他的剑呢，能够击杀大卫。
But David was able to elude him both times.
大卫呢就躲避他两次。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 19, Saul tells his son Jonathan and his men to kill David.
在这个十九章撒母耳记上的时候呢，扫罗呢就告诉他的儿子约拿丹这他要杀大卫。
So David is afraid. He fears for his life.
大卫有点惧怕要逃命去。
And he flees.
他就离开了扫罗。
First he goes to Ahimelech, a priest, and he gets some food and the Goliath's sword, and he flees.
首先他就到了这个祭司挪伯祭司这个亚比米勒那里去躲藏。
Where would you go if you were in trouble?
当你遇到困难或者是危险的时候，你往哪里走？
For children, we go to our mommies and daddies.
孩子们就会来到父母亲那里。
When we grow as adults, we go maybe to our husbands or our wives or even our older parents.
我们成人以后呢，我们遇到困难会到我们自己配偶或者父母亲那里求帮助。
Or to our close friend.
好，到我们亲近的朋友那里。
We go to somebody we trust.
我们去的呢是我们相信的、信任的那些人。
But David, for some crazy reason, for I don't know what came over him, but he flees Saul and goes to Achish, king of Gath.
但是呢，在这里呢，就一个非常奇怪的事情发生在大卫的生活中呢，就是他逃离的时候，逃离到这个加特的人一个雅基的雅基王那里去。
He goes there, and his people see David and say, "Hey, this guy, isn't he David?"
当他到那里时候呢，这些人就说，这不是大卫吗？
They go to the king and say, "This is David. He killed our people."
他们就到他自己的这个加特王那里说，这是大卫，他杀了我们很多人。
This is the one that Israelite women sing about. Saul has killed his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.
这就是那个妇女们唱歌说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万的那个大卫。
When David sees this going on,
当大卫看到这些事情发生的时候，
he gets scared.
他甚惧怕。
He starts trembling in his heart.
他的心呢就开始发颤。
There are all these enemies around him.
那他周围都是仇敌。
They take him to the king and say, "This guy is our enemy."
他们就到王那里说呢，这个大卫是他们的仇敌。
You know, in their heart, they want to kill him.
在他们的心中，他们要杀死大卫。
And David is afraid for his life.
大卫就惧怕他会失去生命。
You guys know what he does, right?
我们是不是大家都知道这些事情
？He starts drooling.
他呢就开始来流哈喇子。
He starts going to scratch the walls.
用手呢来在墙上乱画。
He starts to act crazy.
他就假装是疯了。
Well, he's pretending to be crazy.
他当然是假装疯癫。
Then the king says, "I have enough crazy people in my kingdom."
这个雅基呢就对臣仆说，我这里岂是缺少这个疯子呢？
Here's another crazy man. Why you bring him? Why you bothering me with this crazy man?
这个大卫也是个疯子，你把他带到我面前干什么？
Get him out of my sight.
离开，让他离开我。
So David flees, leaves there, and now he's still alive.
他就离开了这个雅基王，然后他就保全了生命。
David, when he was afraid, at the moment of great fear.
大卫在他特别的恐惧的时候，
The people are gathered around him, say, "Hey, this is our enemy. We got to kill this guy."
那时候人就围绕着他说，这是我们的仇敌，我们要把他杀死。
He closes his eyes, says, "Oh Lord, I'm in big trouble."
大卫或许在那里安安的祷告，说我实在是有很大的难处。
I am dead meat.
我实在是非常软弱。
I am helpless. I have nowhere to go right now.
我实在是非常的无助，而且我没有地方可以逃。
Lord, I need your help.
主啊，我需要你的帮助。
So he prayed.
他祷告了。
I sought Jehovah.
他就看到耶和华。
And he delivered me.
他就他看到耶和华，他就救他脱离一切苦难。
I looked to him.
他向耶和华寻求。
And he delivered me.
他就让我脱离这一切。
I wonder, as we read the Bible, when we read the life of David, do you ever wish, man, I wish I could be David?
在我们读大卫的经历在圣经中我们常常想我们是不是羡慕大卫的这样的经历。
Has anybody ever wished that?
有没有弟兄姊妹呢有这样的一个心愿
?Nobody?
没有人吗有一个。
Only one person.
两个。
Two. Three.
三个。
When you, okay, maybe you're too shy, but if you've wished, if you've ever wished that you could be David, question is why?
我们当中或许是很害羞，没有举手。但我问你，就是你愿意当大卫，原因是什么？
Is it because, oh man, if I was David, I'd be in the Bible?
你可能想，我要是大卫的话，我就会在圣经中有记载。
If I was David, I'd be king.
若是我是大卫的话，我就是王啊。
If I was David, I would experience many adventures, killing lions, killing bears.
我是大卫的话，我就会有很多经历，可以杀狮子，打老虎。
Killing Goliath.
可以把这个大巨人也杀死。
Winning many battles.
也可以征战得胜。
Or is it because, you know, the Bible says David was a man after the Lord's own heart.
还是你因为大卫在圣经中讲到是他合神心意。
David is somebody who really loved the Lord and really had a heart for the Lord.
大卫实在是爱主、爱神，而且有一个心向着神。
And perhaps we want the same experience.
我们或许是要得到这样同样的经历。
And perhaps we want to have the same relationship, the deep relationship that Dave has with the Lord. David has with the Lord.
或许我们愿意也渴慕呢，像大卫那样和神有这样亲近的关系。
David says, "Taste and see that Jehovah is good."
大卫在这里说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
How does David know that Jehovah is good?
大卫怎么知道耶和华是美善的呢？
Who likes sushi?
大家有没有喜欢吃这个日本的sushi?
Really?
好像不是太多的人举手。
You know, I asked this question to kids in our church, and all the kids raised their hands. They're like, do you like sushi? Please. I would like to see your hands.
我在我教会中孩子们当中呢，他们都高高举手啊。我们当中呢，人比较少。
I'm surprised.
我有点吃惊。
I'm surprised not all of your hands went up. Anyway, those of you who like sushi, how do you know sushi tastes good?
我们当中喜欢 sushi 的，我们为什么喜欢 sushi?
Anybody raise your hand who never tasted sushi and said, I like sushi?
有没有刚才举手中呢是没有吃过sushi?
No.
好像没有。
Those of you who like sushi, you have tasted sushi and you determined, wow, sushi is good.
我们当中举手的喜欢sushi 的是因为我们尝过并且知道非常好吃。
That has to come from a personal experience.
这个呢，一定要从我们个人的经历中而来。
No matter how much people tell us how good sushi is,
不管多少人告诉我们这个 sushi 非常好吃
，we will never know until we take a bite and try it.
但是我们若是没有尝，我们就永远也不能经历。
David says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good."
大卫说，你要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
Obviously, David's statement is a metaphorical statement.
当然大卫在这讲呢是一种用比方的方式来讲。
He's not talking about like the bread and the cup, chew his body, his flesh.
他不是说在像我们领饼杯的时候我们好像这个饼和杯吃起来很有滋味。
And taste how good his flesh is.
来尝他这个主耶稣的身体有什么滋味。
When David says taste and see that the Lord is good, he's talking about personal experiences.
当大卫说尝尝主恩的滋味便知道他是美善是讲到他我们个人的经历。
Have you seen for yourself how good our Lord is?
你有没有个人经历主是何等的美善？
For those of us, I don't know if there are any non-believers here, if you have not believed in the Lord, that would be the first step to see how good Jehovah is.
我不知道我们当中有没有还没有信的哈，我们这些还没有信的呢，这就是讲到我们第一步，要首先要尝尝主恩的滋味。
But for those of us who have known the Lord for a while,
我们这些已经信主啊，已经认识主有一段时日的。
Whether it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years,
不管是一年、五年、十年、二十年、二十五年。
Have you tasted and seen how good the Lord is?
你有没有尝尝主恩的滋味，看到主是何等美善？
We know coming to service on Sundays.
我们知道我们到主日来一同的聚集。
Even going to prayer meetings and going to Bible studies.
甚至我们也去祷告会或者是读经的聚集。
Those are important.
那当然是重要的。
But sometimes they can be just mental exercises.
但是有时候呢，我们会落到一个好像是我们思想的一种的活动。
Our personal experience with the Lord is when in those real life experiences.
但是我们个人对主的经历呢，是我们真实的生命中的生活中的经历。
When real life happens.
当我们真实的在生活中发生的时候。
Those are wonderful opportunities for us to taste and see that the Lord is good.
那都是非常好的机会，让我们能够尝尝主恩的滋味，来知道主是美善的。
And tasting and seeing how good the Lord is,
来尝尝主恩，知道他是美善这件事。
I think those opportunities come when we have difficulties.
常常是在我们有难处的时候。
When things are going well.
当一切都顺利的时候
，No worries, no troubles，
没有任何担忧，也没有任何困苦。
We know from our personal experience, it's kind of easy to forget the Lord.
那时候呢，我们就常常会忘记主。
But when we come to a real difficulty，
当我们真经历到难处的时候
，where we just cannot resolve it，
我们自己没有办法解决的时候
，those are wonderful opportunities for us to taste and see.That the Lord is good.
那就是主给我们非常好的机会，让我们能尝尝主恩的滋味。
David experienced many of those times.
大卫经历了很多很多这样的机会。
And every time he experiences something very difficult.
很多时候他就经历了一个非常难的难处。
He cries to the Lord.
他就来仰望主。
He turns to the Lord.
他就来转向主。
He depends on the Lord.
他就来依靠主。
And when he goes through it,
当他经历这一切的时候
，Wow, the Lord is good.
他就说啊，主实在是美善。
He tastes the Lord and he says, "The Lord is good."
他尝到主的恩典，他就来说主是美善。
You know when he was in front of Achish, the king of Gath,
当他在加特的王面前的时候
，He is all by himself.
他是自己站立在他面前。
He doesn't have men around him.
他没有人来保护他。
He's all by himself.
他自己站立在那里。
Defenseless.
他是没有保护的。
Sure, he killed Goliath, but he could not fight the whole army.
但是他虽然杀了哥利亚，但是呢，他不能够把这些仇敌都杀败。
In his terror, he cries out to the Lord.
在他的畏惧当中呢，他就向主呼求。
I sought Jehovah and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.
他就说他在这他是在这个第四节哈，他寻求耶和华，耶和华就应允他，并且救他脱离一切的恐惧。
This poor man called and Jehovah heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles.
他说我这困苦人呼求耶和华便垂听救我脱离一切困苦。
He survives this experience.
他就经历了这一些的。
He comes out.
他经过这一切以后。
He's probably a safe distance from Gath.
他当他离开仇敌有一段比较安全的距离的时候。
And he stops and he thinks about it.
他就来回想这件事。
Do you ever experience, you know, you go through something, you pray, and then you look back and you look at what happened, and, you know, even if I didn't pray, I think everything would have been okay. 你有没有 think that？
你有没有这样的经历？就是当你在经过一件事的时候，你在当中也祷告啊，你回头的时候，你想的时候，你说，我有没有祷告？是不是有什么果效
？Because sometimes when we pass something, we look at the circumstances that we just went through, and the evidence points to the fact that you know everything was going to be okay anyway.
有时候我们经历中我们会想回头想的时候我们想、或许、最后的 终究的结果呢是、没有什么问题。
But David doesn't do that. He immediately acknowledges the Lord.
大卫不是这样，大卫他马上 来承认主名。
He gives thanks and praise to the Lord.
他来称颂耶和华。
When we fail to acknowledge the Lord,
当我们不能够来、称来来、承认主
，When we fail to give the Lord thanks，
当我们不能够给向神称谢的时候
，For the blessings, for His help，
无论是他的、祝福或者他的帮助
，When we do that， it's as if we never experienced it。
当我们不那样向主感谢的时候，我们好像就没有经历到主的丰富。
It's as if the Lord really didn't help us。
好像是主根本没有帮助我们。
You know, sometimes we、receive a favor.
有时候呢，我们有人会对我们很好。
Somebody does us a favor.
有人呢就恩待我们。
And for some reason, maybe we're busy, we didn't pay attention, we forget to say thanks, or we don't recognize it, we don't acknowledge it, and we don't give thanks.
有时候呢，我们太忙啊，我们就没有对这个恩待我们的人呢有任何的表示。
When that happens，
当这样发生的时候
，the person did us a favor. That's a fact.
啊、那个人确实是对我们有恩待，是事实。
For us who have received the favor, if we don't acknowledge and give thanks to it for it, it's as if that never happened.
对我们这些没有来感谢人家的，我们虽然。得到恩待，但是呢，好像没有得到恩待。
That's what often happens to us when we receive a blessing, when the Lord has mercy on us.
这种事情呢，常常在我们身上发生，就是我们在主那里得到他的怜悯和慈爱，我们没有来回报。
If we don't acknowledge Him,
若是我们不能够来承认他
，If we don't give Him thanks,
我们不能够来称谢他
，We miss out.
我们就、会丧失这样的。
That blessing that we received, the mercy and the grace that we received, as far as we're concerned, never happened.
我们就会丧失机会，我们就没有、好像是经历到神给我们的恩典、慈爱、怜悯。
But when we acknowledge the Lord and give Him thanks,
当我们、承认主并且向他称颂的时候
，and give Him the credit for it,
把这个他给我们这样的恩典来承认是他给我们的时候。
Then we have truly experienced it.
我们就真实的经历到神的这样的恩
典。It's real for us.
这就成为我们真实的经历。
You know, David, although he was a king,
大卫虽然是一个王
，if we read the Bible, he goes through pretty difficult times.
我们读圣经的时候就知道他经历了一切的苦难
，many challenges,
非常多的挑战。
Many times where he really was in danger for his life.
很多时候他都面临着死亡的危险。
And every time he cries out to the Lord.
每一次他都向主呼求。
We are going to have difficulties.
我们会有苦难。
Even if we're not believers.
甚至我们不相信主的时候，我们也有难处。
We will have difficulties in our lifetime.
在我们的一生中呢，会有难处。
But for believers, the Lord Jesus said, "You're going to have some difficult times."
对于信主的主非常明确告诉我们，我们会有难处。
So when we come across a situation or a period of time in our life where it's extremely difficult,
所以当我们经历到我们人生中的难处和困难的时候
，it is to be expected.
就是是理所当然的。
When that happens, it's a great opportunity.
当那个发生的时候，这是给我们一个极大的一个机会。
You know, when we're in terror of a situation, when we're deep fear,
当我们有非常大的恐惧的时候，
hearts are pounding,
我们的心会跳动，
we're so scared,
我们非常的害怕。
It would be hard to stop and say, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for this experience."
那个时候呢，我们来开口说感谢你给我们这样的经历，那是很难的。
But we are pretty good at crying out.
但是我们呢，确实是很愿意向主呼求。
Lord, help me.
主啊，来救我。
But sometimes we do even forget to do that.
有时候我们甚至这个都忘掉了。
In our terror.
当我们在极大的恐惧的时候
，in our fear，
在我们的难处、恐惧、战惊的时候
，we try to manage it or handle it ourselves。
我们常常愿意自己呢挣扎着来应付。
You know that student in who went to Rutgers？
啊，我有一次到啊洛哥教洛哥大学去看到学生们。
I believe he was a freshman。
他那时候是一年级学生。
And you probably know what happened. He committed suicide a couple of weeks ago.
几个星期以前呢，他就自杀了。
His roommate videotaped him doing something in his room.
他的这个一起的同寝室的呢，就把他在屋子里所做的呢，给录下来。
And aired it online.
他就把它放在这个网络上。
His roommate.And a friend of his, they were laughing, having fun, and thought it was funny, and called their friends to say, "Hey, watch this. This is funny."
这个同寝室的他的这个人呢，就告诉其他的朋友一起看这一段，而且呢以此为乐。
The student who was taped and who found out,
这个被录像的这个学生呢，最后就发现了。
He was devastated.
他实在是非常的焦急。
Extremely hurt.
非常的受伤害。
Ashamed.
他非常的受羞辱。
He probably could have responded with anger.
他或许非常恼怒。
He probably, I don't know if he thought about it. Maybe he thought about going to buy a gun and shooting.
或许他也可能反应是去买个枪，要用这个暴力来对待。
Well, he didn't do that.
他没有这样做。
He thought about it.
他想了一下。
He thought about it.
他又想。
He could not live with this.
他没有办法这样生活下去。
He decided he could not live with it.
他决定他没有办法来这样忍受。
He left a note and he jumped off the George Washington Bridge.
他就写了一个条子呢，就从那个华盛顿大桥上就跳下来。
He committed suicide.
他就自杀了。
I don't know if he was a believer or not.
我不知道他是不是信主。
Actually, he's about 2 years older than my oldest son.
他比我的大儿子呢是大两岁差不多。
And my wife tells me that my son actually played violin with him a couple of times.
我太太就给我讲呢。我大儿子呢，曾经和他呢有几次一起拉小提琴。
But this young man, when he was in trouble,
但这个年轻人在这个难处的时候
，I don't know who he talked to.
我不知道他和谁讲话。
I don't know if he talked to his parents.
我不知道他有没有和父母亲有交流。
I don't know if he talked to his friends.
有没有和他的朋友有交流
？I don't know if he talked to the Lord.
他有没有和主耶稣有交流？
But in the end, he took the matter into his own hands.
但是呢，最后呢，他把这件事情呢，抓在他自己的手中。
He murdered someone.
他就杀了某个人。
We don't say homicide, we say suicide. But he took the life of someone.
他就当然这不是他杀，而是他把自己的生命呢，杀掉。
Although it was his own life, he took a life that was given by God.
虽然是他自己的生命，但是呢，他却结束了神给他的这样的生命。
David, if David was in this young man's shoes,
若是大卫在这个年轻人的情形下
，I don't think would have done it the same way.
大卫就不会像这个年轻人这样来行事。
As a matter of fact, I remember when he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
我们知道在圣经中来记载啊，大卫和别示巴犯了罪的时候
，and he ordered Bathsheba's husband to be killed，
他就把八十八的这个丈夫啊杀掉。
And Nathan comes and says, "You well, you know." He tells the story about a man who was very rich.
先知拿单呢就来到大卫面前，就讲了一个非常富有的人的故事。
Stole a sheep from a very poor man.
这个富人呢就把他邻居的这个穷人的羊偷来。
And cooked that sheep for meal.
就把那个羊宰了来预备这样的宴席。
When David gets angry.
当大卫非常发怒的时候
says, that man should be killed.
他就说这个妇人应该死该死
It is not right what he did.
他做的是实在是不对
Nathan says, you are that man.
拿单就指着他说你就是那个人
When Nathan points his finger to him and says, you are that man.
当拿单指着大卫说你就是那个人的时候
David was scared.
大卫非常的惧怕
He was caught red-handed.
他就当时就被拿单所指证。
His heart was pounding.
他的心或许跳动得很剧烈。
One time, one of my sons, I asked him. We were in church and we had a meal. I said, "Did you have?" He was running around. I said, "I stopped him from running around." I said, "Did you have your lunch?"
有一次我有一个儿子呢就在教会的里面跑来跑去啊，我就让他停下来问他有没有吃午饭。
When I stopped him, my hand happened to be on his heart.
当我让他停下来的时候，我的心是在他的这个心脏的部位。
He said, "I ate."
他说我吃了。
His heart was pounding.
他的心呢跳得非常的剧烈。
I said, "That's weird."He wasn't running that hard.
我说这是很奇怪啊，你没有跑这么剧烈。
Did you really eat?
我就再问他，你真吃了饭了吗
？He said no.
他就低下头说没有吃。
His heart was pounding because he was not telling the truth.
他的心在非常剧烈跳动，是因为他在撒谎。
And he was.He sensed danger because he thought he was caught.
他觉得很有危险，因为他当场就被抓住。
And when we are in situations like that,
当我们面临同样的这样的问题的时候
，when that young man found out what had happened,
当那个年轻人发现他室友对他所做的事情
，I'm sure his heart was miserable.
我相信他的心是非常的难过。
When David was confronted with this fact that he had sinned,
当大卫被神指证他犯了严重的罪的时候
，his heart was miserable.
他的心一定是很忧愁。
But David didn't go to his room and just cry.
大卫没有自己关在屋子里哭。
David didn't get angry at Nathan. How dare you?
大卫没有说拿单你怎么敢这样对待我
？David turned to the Lord.
大卫呢就来到神的面前。
David turned to the Lord for help.
大卫就转向神来求帮助。
We know David, God said, "Okay, I'm going to punish you because you sinned."
大卫就神就对大卫说：“你我要来惩罚你，因为你实在犯了罪。
”I'll let you pick the punishment.
我让你来选我要给你的惩罚。
One of those punishments, David basically he said, "You know, I don't want to be turned into other men's hands."
大卫实际上那个时候就讲到，他不愿意把自己交在别人的手中。
I want you to determine the punishment for me.
大卫就说，我愿意主来为我定那个惩罚。
Because I'd rather be in your hands than anybody else's hands.
大卫说，我愿意在你耶和华的手中，不愿在人的手中。
So whether those troubles came just from around him,
当有很多的难处来到他的在周围来到他面前的时候
，or even if David got himself into trouble,
有时候是大卫自己找到了这些的自己进入到这些难处中。
David turns to the Lord.
大卫总是转向神。
Many times David tasted and he saw that the Lord was good.
许多次大卫都尝到了主恩的滋味，知道神是美善。
Troubles will come our way.
这些难处会来到我们的生活中。
When troubles come our way, please remember to turn to the Lord.
当难处来到我们的生活中的时候，我们一定要记得我们要转向神。
Because as we go through the valley of the shadow of death,
因为当我们经过这死荫的幽谷的时候，
when we acknowledge the Lord's presence,
当我们来承认主与我们同在的时候，
when we acknowledge the Lord's help,
当我们承认主来帮助我们的时候，
that experience will be made into something positive.
那个经历就成为对我们有很大的正面帮助的经历。
The Lord can turn a curse into a blessing.
主可以使咒诅变成祝福。
However, if we go through that all by ourselves,
但是若是我们靠着自己来经历这一切，
what can we do?
我们能做什么呢？
What can we do when we take the matter into our own hands?
我们若是把这件事情掌握在我们自己手中，我们能做什么呢？
All we're going to do is either kill somebody else or kill ourselves.
我们所能做的就是要么杀了别人，要么杀了自己。
But the Lord,
但是主，
He is good.
他是美善的。
When we go through the valley of the shadow of death and we acknowledge the Lord's presence with us,
当我们经历死荫的幽谷，来承认他与我们同在的时候，
and we acknowledge His help,
我们来承认他是我们的帮助的时候，
when we come up on the other side,
当我们经历这一切从那边出来的时候，
we will be able to look back and say, man, the Lord is good.
我们会回想的时候，我们就说主是美善。
He is my help.
他是我们的帮助。
He is the one who saves me.
他是来救我的那位。
And the beauty of it is, on the other side, when we look back,
那每这个好处就是我们在回想这一切的时候，
It's not just an adventurous experience.
这不只是一个经历和一个探险的历程。
We get to know the Lord more intimately.
我们可以更加亲密的来经历这位主。
The Lord Himself is more real.
主就对我们是更加的真实。
It's not just somebody that we think about.
主不是那位我们可以只是想想的那位神。
Those experiences make the Lord real and living.
这些的经历就让我们真实的看到主。
And when the Lord brings us through those experiences,
当我们的主带我们经历这一切的时候，
we have to thank the Lord.
我们只能是要把称谢
We have to acknowledge Him.
我们来承认他的名。
Because if we don't,
若我们不这样做，
Those blessings never happened to us.
这些祝福就不能临到我们。
To the Lord it was real, but to us it's not real.
对主是真实的，但是我们没有办法从主那拿到这个真实的经历。
And the Lord himself,
主他自己，
I mean, we as parents, we want to bless our children.
就像我们这些做父母亲的也愿意来祝福我们的儿女。
We want the best for our children.
我们愿意最好的能够赐给我们的儿女。
We want them to be happy.
我们愿意我们的儿女非常的欢喜。
We want them to taste the good things in life.
我们愿意儿女们能够尝尝生命中好的美善的。
You know, unfortunately, many of us go through life and not until we are adults ourselves, we appreciate our parents.
有个不幸的事情就是，当我们常常是只等到我们长大成人以后，我们才能够来感谢我们父母亲对我们所付出的。
When we are young,
当我们年轻的时候，
we are selfish.
我们实在是以自我为中心。
We are immature.
我们不成熟。
We don't appreciate our parents.
我们不愿意来感谢我们的父母亲。
But when we get married,
当我们结婚以后，
and when we have our own family and children,
当我们有我们自己的家和孩子的时候，
we see the sacrifices that our parents made.
我们就知道我们父母亲给我们所付出的牺牲。
We see the love that our parents gave us.
我们看到我们父母亲对我们的爱。
And for those of us who are blessed enough to have our parents still living.
有那些我们当中呢，有些是蒙神的祝福，我们的父母亲还与我们在世上一同的度日子。
We have opportunities to thank them for their sacrifice and for their love.
我们有机会来感谢他对我们的付出和爱。
And it is true for even for us as Christians.
对我们这些基督徒也是一样。
It takes a certain level of maturity to appreciate that the Lord is good.
当我们成熟到一定的一定的程度的时候，我们就开始知道神对我们的这样的美善的恩典。
But we don't have to be 30, 40, 50, 60 years old as a Christian to appreciate and to mature, to be mature enough to appreciate our Lord's goodness to us.
我们成熟并不是我们一定要等三十年、四十年、五十年才能够知道神对我们的美善来感谢他。
You know how it is when your child comes to you, or the child doesn't know but expresses some gratitude towards you as a parent.
你知道有这样的经历，当我们的孩子来到我们的面前，用他自己的方式来感谢我们的时候。
When our children do something or say something that, you know,I didn't know he appreciated this, but he does because of what they say.
我们知道我们孩子们到面前来的时候，他会用他自己的方式说或做些事情呢，让我们知道呢他对我们的这样的一个承认和承认。
When our children appreciate what we do,
当我们的孩子来承认我们给他们所做的
，Don't you cry?
你有没有哭呢？
It makes you cry because you are so touched.
那常常呢，你会哭因为你呢心里呢被这个事情所感动。
When we see the appreciation, the acknowledgement and the appreciation from our children for what we do for them,
当我们看到孩子们对我们的付出有这样的回报的时候我们的心
it brings tears of joy.
我们的心和我们会哭泣我们实在是非常喜悦的一种的表示。
And it is the same with our Lord.
这对主来说是一样的。
The Lord blesses us in so many ways.
主对我们是有多方面的祝福。
The Lord sacrificed His own body for us.
主呢为我们的流血舍命。
The Lord helps us, is ready and willing and able to help us.Every situation and circumstance.
主在我们每一个经历和困难的当中，他都愿意帮助我们。
And when we acknowledge His help,
当我们来承认他的帮助的时候
，And when we show our appreciation to the Lord for His help,
当我们为着这一切来感谢我们的主的时候
，I don't know if He cries.
我不知道他是不是也哭。
But it touches his heart as well.
但是我知道呢，他的心呢是被我们这样的感恩所感动。
He appreciates it.
他会来为着这个呢，他心里很欣慰。
So when troubles come,
所以当困难来到的时候
，when we are in dire straits,
当我们有很艰难的、很绝望的境地的时候
，remember to turn to the Lord.
记住要转向神。
Let's remember to go through it with him.
我们来记住，我们要和他一同经历这件事情。
And to give him the thanks and praise.
来向他献上感谢和赞美。
Let us be more like David.
让我们
taste and see that the Lord is really, really good.
让我们像大卫一样来尝尝主恩的滋味，知道他是美善。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this new life.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你给我们这新的生命。
For this wonderful new life in the Lord Jesus.
给我们在主耶稣基督里的这个美善的生命。
And we thank you and praise you that as we walk this new life,
我们感谢赞美你，当我们在这个生命中成长的时候
，You will never leave us or forsake us.
你不会撇弃我们。
Please give us the grace to thank you and praise you for the good times.
请给我们这样的恩典，让我们在顺利的时候能够感谢赞美你。
And also give us the grace to thank you and praise you for those troubles.
也给我们这样的恩典，即使在我们难处困境当中，也一样的感谢赞美你。
Because in the end,
因为在最终的时候，
you are going to make everything okay.
你会让一切都顺利的解决。
Father, I pray that your words will change us from the inside.
天父，我们求你用你的话来把我们的里面得到改变。
Help us to respond to your Holy Spirit with our spirit.
让我们用我们的灵来回应圣灵在我们里面的感动。
We thank you for your blessings.
我们谢谢你对我们的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。Amen.